Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Give us something tangible. Governor Romney gets the support of conservatives in the party if he does what specifically?
Well, actually, I don't know that he's going to be able to do that at this point. As long as you have Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich continuing in this race. And, you know, it's a different model that we've seen in the past because both of those candidates have candidate-centric campaigns. Their personality and their message and what it is they stand for. They don't have a lot of advisors telling them what to think. Therefore, they can go through this for a long time. Their burn rate on money is very low. I don't see either one of them getting out of the race, and that is not going to free up any more room for Mitt Romney to grow in terms of his base of support.
There's David Gregory from Meet the Press and Tony Perkins from the Family Research Center talking about what, if anything, Mitt Romney can do to gain more support. So the GOP side of the race is where we get started, the weekend of activity. That's what a lot of talk radio folks have been talking about, in part anyway. You can be sure conversation about Whitney Houston is in there. That comes up later on, though, because we have a lot of reports on the Sunday morning programs from the various networks that we'll get to, as we usually do on Monday morning, to sort of bolster what people are talking about in political talk radio. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. 95% of the voting, I guess the reports are in Maine. Mitt Romney looks like the winner of the caucus there over the weekend. 39% of the vote. Ron Paul was second. It was thought until the last few minutes that Ron Paul would win. Santorum got third position, and Newt Gingrich failed to show much strength at all there. Came in a weak fourth. Romney also won the Conservative Political Action Conference straw poll, CPAC, as it's known, 38% of the vote there. Rick Santorum was second with 31%. Gingrich was third with 15%. And Ron Paul was fourth. The next contests are on the 28th of February, a week from tomorrow. Isn't that right? No, 2 weeks from tomorrow, because today's the 13th. So it'll be the last Tuesday of the month. There are primaries in Arizona and Michigan, so a lot of activity there over the next couple of weeks. You can be sure of that. From CNN, Candy Crowley talked to Rick Santorum, who thinks Romney may have fixed the CPAC straw poll.
You know, you had a great first of the week with that sweep of three states and not such a great Saturday. I found it surprising that in CPAC, this collection of basically your base that has fueled your campaign, a collection of conservative groups, had a straw poll and they voted for Mitt Romney, 38% to 31%. What happened?
Well, you know, those straw polls at CPAC, as you know, for years, Ron Paul has won those because he just trucks in a lot of people, pays for their ticket, and they come in and vote, and then they leave. And I'm not, you know, we didn't do that. We don't do that. I don't try to rig straw polls. I know that there was some unhappiness at the announcement. Well, you have talked to the Romney campaign and how many tickets they buy. We've heard all sorts of things. But you know what? Those straw polls are, in my mind, you know, they were important last year when we weren't voting. But states are voting right now. And we had a great week where we had thousands of people voting, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands voting. And we defeated Governor Romney by 30 points in the state of Missouri, almost 30 points in Minnesota. And in a state where no one, in the most recent poll the day before the election, had us down 14 in Colorado, and our people turned out, and we didn't pay them to turn out. They turned out because they were excited about our campaign, and we were able to defeat them in Colorado, and we feel very, very good going into to Michigan and Arizona. We're going to compete, obviously, heavily in Michigan. We're going to compete in Arizona, and we think this is a two-person race right now, and we're just focused on making sure that folks know we're the best alternative to Barack Obama, and we have the best chance of beating him.
Okay, before I leave this straw poll, we should first note that Mitt Romney also won the Maine caucuses, where I know you didn't compete heavily or at all. But you mentioned twice that you didn't pay for votes in these caucuses, so I have to go back to Do you have any, someone clearly is telling you that they think Mitt Romney's team, at least, paid for folks to go and vote for him at the straw poll. Is that, and that's what you're saying?
That's standard procedure at all of these straw polls, that campaigns who want to win go out and recruit people and provide free tickets for them to come and vote. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's absolutely a strategy. We just don't think that's a good use of our resources. And but Governor Romney obviously may have a different idea. Look, the best use of our resources is to go to Michigan. Well, actually, we're going to be in Washington State on Monday. That's a Super Tuesday state. We're going to be in Idaho on Tuesday. We're going to be in North Dakota talking about energy and the importance of the Keystone Pipeline, the importance of that oil up in the Bakken's there, and what we can do to reduce the price of domestic fuels here in this country so we can be more energy independent. And then we're going to Michigan to speak at the Detroit Economic Club, and we're going to lay out our Made in the USA plan and how we're going to get manufacturing and energy going in this economy so we can create opportunities for everybody from the bottom up, from the very poor to those who are already enjoying success in America. We want everybody to enjoy success.
Aren't you tired of listening to these guys say "we" all the time when they're talking about themselves? Come on. Rick Santorum, anyway, did Mitt Romney fix the CPAC straw poll, or did he fix the outcome in Maine? 800-510-8255. It was good news for Mitt Romney, taking first place in the Maine caucuses. Ron Paul had 36%. How did it come out that the pollsters were wrong? They went that wrong. But they had Paul winning, and so maybe the fact that Mitt Romney bought those tickets, is that a no-no? 800-510-8255. Moving on to Face the Nation in a moment here on the Countdown.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence of the U.S., UK, and Canada. Excluding tax, you know. Ends 2/29/12 for rules at ConstantContact.com.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you friends, sand or snow? Snow Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Gentlemen, Tuesday, it is Valentine's Day. And if you have love in your heart, you would do well to put some Godiva in her hands. But you have only a few days left to pick up any number of extraordinary Godiva Belgian chocolates. Or, may I suggest, some luscious hand-dipped chocolate strawberries? After all, when it comes to affairs of the heart, as we all know, nothing works like Godiva.
800-510-8255 from Fox. Judge Andrew Napolitano poses some interesting questions about the race now, the two major parties on the presidential race, whether we need somebody like Ron Paul to fix what's become of our government.
What if the two-party system was actually a mechanism used to limit so-called public opinion? What if there were more than two sides to every issue, but the two parties wanted to box you into a corner, one of their corners? What if there's no such thing as public opinion, because every thinking person has opinions that are uniquely his own? What if what we call public opinion was just a manufactured narrative that makes it easier to convince people that if their views are different, then there's something wrong with that, or there's something wrong with them? What if the whole purpose of the Democratic and Republican parties was not to expand voters' choices, but to limit them? What if the widely perceived differences between the two parties was just an illusion? What if the heart of the government policy remains the same, no matter who's in the White House? What if the heart of government policy remains the same, no matter what the people want? What if those vaunted differences between Democrat and Republican were actually just minor disagreements? What if both parties just want power and are willing to have young people fight meaningless wars in order to enhance that power? What if both parties continue to fight the war on drugs just to give bureaucrats and cops bigger budgets and more jobs? What if government policies didn't change when government leaders did? What if no matter who won an election, government stayed the same? What if government was really a revolving door for political hacks bent on exploiting the people once they're in charge? What if both parties supported welfare, war, debt, bailouts, and big government? What if the rhetoric that candidates displayed on the campaign trail was dumped after electoral victory? What if Barack Obama campaigned as an anti-war, pro-civil liberties candidate and then waged senseless wars while assaulting your rights that the Constitution is supposed to protect? What if George W. Bush campaigned on a platform of non-intervention and small government and then waged a foreign policy of muscular military intervention and a domestic policy of vast government borrowing and growth? What if Bill Clinton declared that the era of big government was over, but actually just convinced Republicans like Newt Gingrich that they can get what they want out of big government, too? What if the Republicans went along with it? What if Ronald Reagan spent 6 years running for president, promising to shrink the government, but then the government grew while he was in the White House? What if, notwithstanding Reagan's ideas and cheerfulness and libertarian rhetoric, there really was no Reagan revolution at all? What if all this is happening again? What if Rick Santorum is being embraced by voters who want small government, even though Senator Santorum voted for the Patriot Act, for an expansion of Medicare, and for raising the debt ceiling by trillions of dollars? What if Mitt Romney is being embraced by voters who want anyone but Barack Obama, but they don't realize that Mitt Romney might as well be Barack Obama on everything from warfare to welfare? What if Ron Paul is being ignored by the media, not because, as it claims, he's unappealing or unelectable, but because he doesn't fit into the pre-manufactured public opinion mold used by the establishment to pigeonhole the electorate and create the so-called narrative that drives media coverage of elections? What if the biggest difference between most candidates was not substance, but style? What if those stylistic differences were packaged as substantive ones to reinforce the illusion of a difference between Democrats and Republicans? What if Mitt Romney wins and ends up continuing most of the same policies that Barack Obama promoted? What if Barack Obama's policies, too, are merely extensions of those from George W. Bush?
Well, I think that we've found something that rings a bell with a lot of people like you and me, and I'm going to play that every day this week. That's Judge Andrew Napolitano with some of the great questions that need to be answered about the two major parties. 800-510-8255. What do you think?
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Responsibility.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. A contest between Republicans and Democrats. You're being had. Be more talk about that, you can be sure. Some of the much-needed political advice from the former first, or actually second chair candidate, Sarah Palin, said that there is no need for hasty conclusions to the GOP primary. She wouldn't encourage any of the candidates to drop out at this point because there's still room for more debate and discussion. You think you're being had with Palin? Is she just another showboat here in this process that Judge Napolitano was talking about? From CBS Face the Nation on Sunday, Bob Schieffer talking to Ron Paul about his path forward.
You came very, very close to beating Mitt Romney in Maine. Our estimate is he's going to get 8 delegates there. You're going to get 7. But I know this is one that you really wanted to win. Where do you go now?
Well, you know, our numbers on the delegates are much different because the process has only started and we're in a very good position to win a good majority of those votes. But, you know, we were a little bit disappointed, but we were disappointed that the one county where we have done the best in the past and we were expected to do the best, they canceled their caucus. So we did very well up there, but we're going to continue to do what we do and do the very best and keep accumulating delegates.
Well, what do you see as your path now? Do you really think you can get the nomination, or are you just there to get enough delegates to be a force at the convention?
Sure. I think both. We're there to win, do our best. Romney's been up and down, the other's been up and down, and I haven't been down. I keep going up. I don't really go up and down, and our numbers grow, and once they join our campaign, anybody join our campaign, become solid supporters, and who knows what's going to happen. We live in an age where things change rather rapidly, politically and economically, and certainly in foreign policies, things change, so this whole ball game can change rather rapidly.
Let me just ask you something. People may disagree with you, but I don't know anyone, including me, who doubts your sincerity or who doesn't believe that you believe what you're saying. Having said that, why do you think Mitt Romney is having so much trouble convincing people that he is a conservative?
Well, I don't know exactly why, because I think that if it comes to Gingrich or Santorum, they should suffer the same consequences. Maybe it's the type of coverage and the image, but I don't think they have been vetted very well, because I know them pretty well, and their records are far from being conservative. But Mitt has been a governor, and he's taken these positions, but I think that all of them are rather typical of what's wrong with the country, you know, that they don't have firm convictions. And, of course, they've been rewarded. Many people are rewarded for saying, well, don't be overly rigid. Well, they're very rigid in flip-flopping. Well, I might be so-called rigid in defending the Constitution, but in the past that was seen to be a negative because we weren't in much trouble. We were very wealthy and nobody worried too much about it. But now we're broke. And now what I'm talking about has much greater appeal to the large number of people in the country today.
Do we need a third party, or do we just need to wake up to what's going on with the two parties? Nick in Burlington, Iowa, listening to the Countdown on KBUR. Nick, please go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for playing the clip from Andrew Napolitano, you said?
Judge Napolitano, right, yep.
Okay, yeah, because those questions, those what-if questions, as far as I'm concerned, they're not what ifs. They're actual statements, which I hear from people who are eligible to vote and refuse to vote. They refuse to vote because there's little to no difference between the two parties.
You want to hear something? You want to hear something else? This is they're talking about conspiracies. After this aired, Fox announced they were firing Napolitano.
No way.
Yep. All right.
Figure
that one out. All right, Nick, thank you. More on this coming up. It's 28 past the hour on the Countdown.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go? Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
If a new national survey is any indication, Valentine's Day 2012 will be a date to remember for many couples. A full 40% of men and women in relationships say they expect or are planning to get engaged on February 14th this year. Whether you're planning to pop the question or not, celebrity entertaining expert David Tutera has some tips to impress your Valentine this year.
This Valentine's Day, remember, rings aren't exclusively for proposals. A special piece of jewelry is perfect for symbolizing your love and options abound. Browse online or in store. You may be surprised by the selection and prices. Sears, for example, has sold jewelry since 1888 and expanded its assortment by 60% this year. Instead of flowers or chocolates, go for something out of the ordinary, like the latest tech gadget. Prepare a meal like the one you shared on your first date or your wedding night.
To browse the hottest Valentine's Day gifts, visit Sears stores nationwide or sears.com/gifts.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Done.
Ostensibly, the conversation is about politics. Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Sarah Palin, Rick Santorum, the usual list of suspects here, Newt Gingrich, President Obama. But there's a stop in the action here because I'm going to predict that a lot of radio stations, radio programmers, television stations, television programmers that do a lot of political talk, and that's what we do on this program, review what you're saying, what you're hearing on the top stations around the country. I'm guessing that this thing is going to find a home, but I don't know where. Maybe in the, maybe this will be the American winter, American spring. Judge Andrew Napolitano asked some questions on the air about the two-party system and what it really stands for. After he went off, this is a 4-minute excerpt from it, he was fired by Fox, and he's going to be replaced by reruns of Lou Dobbs, who's over on Fox Business. So you tell me that he hasn't got the right spin on this, and then we'll take a few calls. I still have some more material to cover in terms of what's been said by lots of folks over the weekend. Certainly we have to spend a little time during the hour on Whitney Houston because that's a huge story. It may be more important in some people's minds than any of this other stuff. Certainly he's gotten lots of time on the air, so we do have to spend some time on that. Although, what else do you say? I mean, she's dead. The conversation is going to be about how she died. Yeah, okay, that's fine. But what is more important here? Is our country dying because we're being strangled by the interests? I have long been, I thought I was the only voice here with this. I've been saying this for years and years and years. And because I'm an independent voice, I don't work for any of the major radio companies. I don't get as much traction as perhaps the likes of Limbaugh on one side, Ed Schultz on the other side. And so I'm going to suggest that you listen again. If you didn't hear this, you don't know what the callers are talking about. Those of you who are on the line, hold on for a second. This is Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's been a fellow that has been on the air. He is a judge. He was like a traffic court judge or something, but he looks good and he sounds good. And most people, when you mention his name, know exactly who you're talking about. So as he finished his last broadcast, he didn't know it was going to be his last broadcast, he asked the questions that every one of us, every one of you, are to be asking about the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. Where are we here? Are you going to sit out the election because the two major parties have put up candidates that suck and you don't like it? So anyway, let's just listen to Napolitano again.
What if the two-party system was actually a mechanism used to limit so-called public opinion? What if there were more than two sides to every issue, but the two parties wanted to box you into a corner, one of their corners? What if there's no such thing as public opinion, because every thinking person has opinions that are uniquely his own? What if what we call public opinion was just a manufactured narrative that makes it easier to convince people that if their views are different, then there's something wrong with that, or there's something wrong with them? What if the whole purpose of the Democratic and Republican parties was not to expand voters' choices, but to limit them? What if the widely perceived differences between the two parties was just an illusion? What if the heart of the government policy remains the same, no matter who's in the White House? What if the heart of government policy remains the same, no matter what the people want? What if those vaunted differences between Democrat and Republican were actually just minor disagreements? What if both parties just want power and are willing to have young people fight meaningless wars in order to enhance that power? What if both parties continue to fight the war on drugs just to give bureaucrats and cops bigger budgets and more jobs? What if government policies didn't change when government leaders did? What if no matter who won an election, government stayed the same? What if government was really a revolving door for political hacks bent on exploiting the people once they're in charge? What if both parties supported welfare, war, debt, bailouts, and big government? What if the rhetoric that candidates displayed on the campaign trail was dumped after electoral victory? What if Barack Obama campaigned as an anti-war, pro-civil liberties candidate and then waged senseless wars while assaulting your rights that the Constitution is supposed to protect? What if George W. Bush campaigned on a platform of non-intervention and small government and then waged a foreign policy of muscular military intervention and a domestic policy of vast government borrowing and growth? What if Bill Clinton declared that the era of big government was over, but actually just convinced Republicans like Newt Gingrich that they can get what they want out of big government too? What if the Republicans went along with it? What if Ronald Reagan spent 6 years running for president, promising to shrink the government, but then the government grew while he was in the White House? What if, notwithstanding Reagan's ideas and cheerfulness and libertarian rhetoric, there really was no Reagan revolution at all? What if all this is happening again? What if Rick Santorum is being embraced by voters who want small government, even though Senator Santorum voted for the Patriot Act, for an expansion of Medicare, and for raising the debt ceiling by trillions of dollars? What if Mitt Romney is being embraced by voters who want anyone but Barack Obama, but they don't realize that Mitt Romney might as well be Barack Obama on everything from warfare to welfare? What if Ron Paul is being ignored by the media, not because, as it claims, he's unappealing or unelectable, but because he doesn't fit into the pre-manufactured public opinion mold used by the establishment to pigeonhole the electorate and create the so-called narrative that drives media coverage of elections? What if the biggest difference between most candidates was not substance, but style? What if those stylistic differences were packaged as substantive ones to reinforce the illusion of a difference between Democrats and Republicans? What if Mitt Romney wins and ends up continuing most of the same policies that Barack Obama promoted? What if Barack Obama's policies, too, are merely extensions of those from George W. Bush? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again?
What about Judge Andrew Napolitano, the suggestion that, you hear it under here, we need somebody like Ron Paul to fix what's become of our government and our country. And is he somebody that can do that? Is he enough of a maverick that he stays away from the Republicans and Democrats? I guess you can ask the question, who's been responsible for the assassination of presidents? Think about how different John F. Kennedy was and what happened to him. 800-510-8255. A lot of food for thought there. Ricky is in Fairbanks, Alaska. Go ahead, Ricky. You're on the countdown.
I just wanted to say those incredibly succinct comments from the judge are fantastic. It's wonderful to finally hear some truth out of some of these talking heads on all these media groups that all they love to do is hear themselves talk and talk and talk, and there's never any substance to what they have to say.
Yep. All right, sir. Food for thought for everybody. You can talk this one up. We'll repurpose it on Facebook, on the Facebook page, and at DougStephan.com. Thank you for your comments. 800-510-8255. All right. Kind of makes you wonder about the whole system, doesn't it? Huh? Especially when you hear that Fox fired this guy after he said what he did. We all know that Fox is a tool for the right. You know it's not fair. It's not balanced. And it's okay because there's an audience for that stuff. But under the circumstances, what do you say when you think through what he said? Speaking of Fox, Chris Wallace talked to Sarah Palin about her comments at CPAC, and let's listen in.
What do you think of Mitt Romney?
I think he's a great candidate. I honestly think that we have a good slate of candidates, the four of them, all with their individual strengths, Chris, and each of them, I believe, they're getting stronger, they're getting better, and that's what competition provides. That's why I want to see the competition continue.
Well, it's interesting because a couple of people said to me when I told them that I was going to talk to you, and after watching your speech, in your speech, you had to say this, that the party needs a candidate, and I want to get the words right, who instinctively turns to constitutional conservative principles. It's too late to teach that.
Yes.
Do you trust that Mitt Romney is an instinctive conservative?
I trust that his idea of conservatism is evolving, and I base this on a pretty moderate past that he has had, even in some cases a liberal past. Here, he agreed with mandating on a state level what his constituents needed to be provided, needed to purchase in the way of health care under Romneycare, which of course was the precursor to Obamacare. Now that's a problem. But Obamacare. we'll coin that one. So it is evolving. But what I want to see is that candidate, and I believe that most voters in the GOP and independents, we will want to see that candidate whom we can trust will just inherently, instinctively turn right, always err on the side of conservatism, which means smaller, smarter government, more empowerment for the individual, for the private sector.
But it sounds like at this point you're not convinced.
I am not convinced, and I don't think that the majority of GOP and independent voters are convinced, and that is why you don't see Romney get over that hump. He's still in the 30 percentile mark when it comes to approval and primary wins and caucus wins. He still hasn't risen up above that yet because we are not convinced.
But Governor, he's been running for 5 years.
And he has spent millions and millions and millions of dollars.
So what does he have to do to convince you?
Yet. He still needs to be able to articulate what his solutions are to the challenges facing America, but not just Mitt. All four of them. They need to quit beating each other up. We already know that the left and the media allies to the left are going to beat up our candidates. They're going to attack their reputations. They'll attack their families. We don't need to do that job for them. We need to hear from our candidates the solutions. What is their plan to get us back on the right road in America? We haven't heard that yet. The discussion needs to continue until we hear that.
Discussion will continue here, but we'll be talking about Whitney Houston for the rest of the hour here on the countdown.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Grandpa!
Hey,
there
he is. What
appearance,
and
on the porch. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh, sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Lots of people are talking, including those on Conversation Radio, about the death of Whitney Houston. Here's host Ron Dewey with Steve Futterman from CBS about the investigation into Whitney's death.
Probably more questions than answers right now as far as what had led to the death of Whitney Houston. What do you know so far?
Well, we know that her body was taken out of the Beverly Hilton Hotel a few hours ago. It was there for a number of hours. Police investigators very slowly going through the room. We're assuming that they're trying to find some evidence that may have led to her death. Now, police say nothing indicates foul play right now. Obviously, lots of suspicion focuses on possible drug use. Whitney Houston had lots of drug problems her entire life, but it's too early to say that. They will conduct an autopsy. They will also conduct toxicology tests, and those tests should give the coroner's office some idea whether or not she had any drugs in her system and when those drugs may have been ingested.
All right. So, here's the question that a lot of people are going to be asking, and matter of fact, they are asking it now, whether or not Whitney Houston drowned after taking prescription drugs. 800-510-8255. She was alone in her bathtub, overdosing on a cocktail of prescription drugs and alcohol after a couple of evenings of out-of-control binges. And she reeked of alcohol, apparently, and tobacco smoke. So you got to wonder under the circumstances. They found Valium, Xanax, a bunch of sleeping medications in the hotel room. They were all supposed to be sedatives. She called on her doctors to give her this stuff to have her fall asleep. But maybe what she did was fall asleep in the bathtub. And that was the end of that. What do you think? 800-510-8255. More of this in a moment here.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Whitney Houston's life, a lot of glorious songs, her self-destruction, ending in a bathtub at the Beverly Hills Hilton on a Grammy weekend, having been here in Los Angeles for the weekend, coming home on Saturday, turning on the television as I was fixing my dinner, and looking at the helicopters flying over the Beverly Hilton. It was kind of an eerie thing because I had just driven by there and saw some police activity. Didn't know what it was. She died a little before 4 o'clock local time on Saturday afternoon. A lot of people, I don't know about a lot of people, but kind of the same, if you will, the same thinking, the Andrew Napolitano kind of stuff that we were bringing up early in the hour about the conspiracy. There are those who are suggesting that Clive Davis, who was her musical mentor and the mentor of lots of very successful singers, hooked her on drugs when she was about Judy Garland's age. And a lot of people have been comparing her and her life to that of Judy Garland, to those people who are thinking it all through. Pretty interesting to listen to that and speculate and wonder if you really are ever going to hear the real story, because Clive Davis is a very wealthy, a very influential guy. But did he do that in order to control her? It's a question. Here from CNN, London correspondent Nima Elbiger reported on the global reaction to the death of Whitney.
It was the news that reverberated around the world. Millions of fans learning that their icon had unexpectedly passed away.
I feel really sad and sorry because back in 2004, when I was still in high school, Whitney Houston came to China to perform in a concert. At the time, I didn't have the financial ability to attend the concert, so I thought that I would definitely go the next time if she came to Beijing again.
All right, so is this just another, is this a smokescreen? The news so full, we are so focused on pop culture. I was with a group of talk radio hosts yesterday afternoon here in Los Angeles, and one of them, a guy named Bill Handel, who does a very successful program on KFI, said, when asked by one of the members in this audience what he thought or what he was going to do, he said he didn't care. Just another person that has become wildly popular, who abused the goodness of life. Now, whether that's true or whether Davis got her hooked on these things, are we... Oh, I mean, listen to the news cycle. You couldn't get away from it all weekend, especially in concert with the Grammys. You couldn't run away from this coverage. If you had a television on or radio on, you're looking at the anything going on the Internet. So you got to wonder about the impact. Why are you so concerned about this? Why has it gotten to you if you've been talking about this? Why? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Gary Hoffman talking about the death.
This weird spiral of codependency that she had with Bobby Brown, drugs and alcohol and abuse, it all takes its toll. And the tabloids love to show you pictures of what she looked like, how she'd fallen off the wagon, what she looked like without makeup on, when she had thrown up on herself. She was fat. She was skinny. She talked with Oprah a couple years ago where she admits her incredible struggles with addiction.
Don't think I don't have desire for it. There are times like, you know, it takes a minute to cleanse. Get off. Get off me.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone. Get off.
Yeah.
But I have to pray it away.
Absolutely.
I have to pray it away. So I have a drink every now and then. Don't, you know, get me wrong.
Yeah.
You see me out of the bar, you know, have a drink. Don't
say she's gone back.
No.
She is in a movie, by the way, that hasn't come out yet. I think it's slated to come out in August. Basically, it's a remake of a movie in 1976 called Sparkle, loosely based on the Supremes, I think. And you got to figure out, her 18-year-old daughter is the one who's the victim in all of this. I don't feel sorry for Bobby Brown. They weren't together anymore. He was performing last night in Atlanta, supposedly. And the idea of being addicted like she was and trying to clean up under the huge spotlight of celebrity that she was in. But don't forget and don't excuse the fact that she made a series of horrible mistakes in her life. And would not pull herself out of this spiral. And the people who were around her did nothing to stop the spiral. And they allowed her to make these bad choices. So it's a horrible, she was way too young. She was way too successful. She was way too talented to die this, I mean, an inglorious, just undignified, falling asleep, passing out in your own bathtub. It wasn't even her bath. It was not a hotel. It's just sad. It's just horribly, horribly sad. Over the course of the next couple of days, of course, we'll find out more about what led up to her death, what it was that killed her, whether or not there was Xanax or any other sort of drug in her system. So, it's just sad. And I feel for Bobby Christina, the 18-year-old girl.
All right. The story of the end of Whitney Houston on lots of people's minds. We're at the end of the hour. This is...